The COVID-19 pandemic created a lot of changes for those in the food service industry. And when statewide health orders were rolled back in mid-March, businesses responded in different ways. Wyoming Public Radio's Ivy Engel has the story.
When the pandemic hit the nation last year in March, the governor issued public health orders that required all food establishments to close to the public and only offer food to go or for delivery. These restrictions slowly started lifting until almost exactly a year later, when all public health orders for restaurants were lifted and businesses could return to their pre-pandemic operations if they so chose. It was met with a mixed response from both the public and business owners. Coal Creek Tap and both locations of Coal Creek Coffee in Laramie are operating at around 60% of capacity, and they're still requiring masks on employees and customers. Owner John Guerin says most people have been agreeable to the requirements, but they have seen some conflicts.
My bartenders from the brewery were telling me they got verbally assaulted last night by a person who just has had it. You know, they were yelling at him in front of, you know, 15 customers, and he's just standing there bug-eyed and just, you know, I hear those stories weekly anyway, not every day, but for sure it's happening all the time. And I get it. I know I'm sick of it too, but I don't know. I wish people would practice a little more self-control.
Guerin says they returned to half capacity in January, and after restrictions were lifted, added more tables. He says they kind of had to. The business saw drastic losses at the beginning of the pandemic.
I've been doing this, working in Coal Creek this is my 26th year, and I thought we just lost out everything. I mean, the numbers were so bad. They weren't 50%, they were 20%. And my staff went from, well, it dropped by 60%, people quitting.
Guerin says business has been steadily improving, but they're still slow. They plan to monitor infection and vaccination rates to determine when to safely make any more changes to their restrictions. But other places decided to return to normal as soon as state and local mandates were lifted, like Jeffrey's Bistro, also in Laramie. Chrissy Matthews is a co-owner of the business.
As owners, we kind of sat down and talked to each other, and we said, you know what, we are going to follow what the state or the county says. And so when the county said we could do this, we started doing this. And when the county said we could do this, you know, so we really just followed along with what was required for us.
They're seating customers at full capacity and don't require masks on staff or customers anymore, though they do have some available for customers who want one. Matthew says their food is better suited for in-person dining than to go, so they felt they needed to reopen.
As far as our guests go, really they haven't voiced much concern about lifting a mask mandate or even happiness, I guess, you know, that we've lifted it.
Jeffrey's does still offer food to go to accommodate patrons who aren't comfortable with their policies, and Matthews says they've been doing better than pre-pandemic to-go business. Some restaurants in the state took a hard stance against some health orders and found that they were rewarded for it. Like James Andrews, owner of the Red Zone Sports Bar and Grill in Powell. He gained statewide attention when he refused to follow health orders and close his business at 10 p.m.
I still have people come in every day and thank me for standing my ground and standing up for our First Amendment rights.
Andrews says he followed all other health orders when they were in place, but if he had followed the curfew, he wouldn't have made enough money to stay afloat.
Because I'm going to lose a third of my employees. And after 10 p.m. is when we make our money. That's when they make their money. So they're going to go somewhere else and make money.
As it was, Andrews lost a lot of his employees when the business tried to move to go only. The revenue didn't even pay for the software they purchased, so the business had to close for several weeks. As a result, many employees found jobs elsewhere.
Normally, I go through 11 or 12 employees a year. Went through 42 employees last year because everybody was making more money on COVID unemployment. And the only employees I could get were people who didn't qualify for unemployment for the last 2 years.
It doesn't matter how many restrictions food service locations have. All of them are dealing with a workforce shortage, especially in Laramie, where many are college students and still not on campus. And while vaccines are available to everyone in the state over the age of 16, many are still hesitant to fully return to normal and to public-facing jobs. It's been a year of just taking it one day at a time. And for many restaurant owners, that attitude will have to last for who knows how long. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.